My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day, tuning in on a Monday morning after a wonderful weekend. I hope everyone did something awesome this weekend and got to get outside and enjoy a little bit of the nicer weather that we actually did have. Starting to dry up a little bit, which is good. But just remember, you know, upcoming in the next couple of weeks, we'll definitely be talking about the sprouting of the trees and allergy season. We've had a lot of rain, which means we're going to have a lot of growth and a lot of green and a lot of pollen. So we definitely will be talking about that upcoming really, really soon. I wanted to remind everybody that upcoming on March 2nd will be the celebration for the 35th anniversary of Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're getting ready to have their celebration, I guess I would call it just kind of a get-together. It's Saturday the 2nd from 11:30 till 4 p.m. They're going to have lots of demos and samples and giveaway and basket giveaways and all kinds of good stuff. So if you're here, you know, stop by and help them celebrate their 35th anniversary as they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade. And it'll be their 35th year in the Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, leave your email address so you can start getting newsletters and coupons and all kinds of good stuff just for putting your email on their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. A thumbs up on Facebook would also be great, because it'll keep you connected. You'll be getting posts from them every single day. I want to remind everybody that I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 till 9 in the morning, and bringing you relevant topics for today's good health and today's world. Also, some of the best guests in the industry as my guest here on the show, working right with me to make sure I get their point of view here. And also helping to kind of endorse these really relevant situations that we should be chatting about, you know, the things we need to talk about. And, you know, many times we just don't spend enough time talking about them. Sometimes it takes an emergency or a bad diagnostics test or just some kind of an event to set us off in a healthier direction. If we would just maybe start out a little bit earlier, maybe with a little bit on the better side of good health, I think we'd probably be better as a nation, well, as a world, if we'd spend a little bit more time preventively and proactively rather than just trying to play catch up all the time. Well, today we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of things. I haven't been able to do one of these in a while. I've had so many guests, but I want to do a Q&A show today. Now, to me, this is really important because we get to actually talk about a whole bunch of different things all in one show. And these are things that you've either messaged to me, sent me on Facebook, or emailed them to me. So that's one of the best ways of us staying in touch. Remember, on Facebook, if you type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and like my Facebook page, I answer questions there as well, right on the page. And I bring you some interesting thought-provoking posts that I think sometimes make you think a little bit and maybe just let you know that sometimes, you know, there's a lot of us going through the same things. You're not alone in a lot of these categories, and you've got a good support system, and that there's amazing amounts of alternatives and compliments at our fingertips if we just have a little bit of information. So let me see. Let's get right at this. Dear Jeff, I think I heard you talking about charcoal toothpaste. What do you think about it? I know you've had a lot of stuff done on your teeth. Do you feel safe using it? Is it really abrasive? And does it really make a difference? Well, interestingly enough, I'm getting ready to go to Expo next week for my national convention that I go to every year. This is, my 38th year going to Anaheim for the Expo West. But what I have learned along the way is, you know, keeping my mind open to new things. And this was one of those things that I experienced a couple years ago. Charcoal toothpaste is a black toothpaste. So when you put it in your mouth, it turns foaming black. It kind of freaked me out the first time because I have really white teeth, thanks to my dentist. And I just was so afraid it was not going to wipe clean. But I went ahead and used it, and you could feel a little bit of the abrasiveness, but nothing harsh at all. Very gentle, not bad tasting. I know they come in flavors now, which is really good. But I went ahead and used it, and I rinsed and rinsed and rinsed and rinsed. And once I was done rinsing, my teeth looked amazing. Now, I'm blessed because I have great teeth to start with, but I felt that it actually just went ahead, and I felt like I was just removing kind of things that a regular toothpaste kind of left behind. I don't use it every day, but I use it about 3-4 times a week. I go back and forth between the toothpaste and the powder. I love the powder. And the way that I use it, because it tends to be a little messy. So what I do is I run my shower, and then I dip my toothbrush, my wet toothbrush, in the powder, and then I just put it in my mouth and I go in the shower. And I brush my teeth in the shower because it's messy, but there it's easier because you could just spray everything off. But I do brush my teeth in the shower when I use that toothpaste. When I use a spinning brush, I just use that at the sink. But I find that it really has made a dramatic difference in the feel of my teeth. You know, when you go to the dentist and you leave and you get that, your tongue kind of runs over your teeth and you feel that smooth, really good texture. That's what I feel when I use the charcoal toothpaste. So my gums are healthy for it. My teeth feel great. I don't think it's overly abrasive. I think it helps to remove bacteria and some plaque. So I'm an advocate. I definitely give it a thumbs up. The My Magic Mud you can pick up at Stay Healthy. They have all different kinds of products in their line now. It's just grown dramatically because it got so popular. But you can choose from a lot of them. The toothpaste or the powder is available at Stay Healthy. All right, let me see. Jeff, I am a vegetarian. I have been a vegetarian for a long time, but I also use a lot of supplements because I know that our vegetables today are grown in soil that has very little to offer. I've learned a lot from your show, and even though I'm a vegetarian and I come from a long line of vegetarians, most of the people that are older than me are just starting to use supplements because for the longest time they were able to get good nutrition in food, and now they've realized they can't either. So I use a vegetarian multiple vitamin. I use a lot of the vegetarian products that you talk about, and I get them all at Stay Healthy. My question is, in my smoothie in the morning, I want to put greens in there, but I eat so many greens, but I know the power of greens. And I think that eating your fruits and vegetables and using a very concentrated greens powder, they're different, but they would work well together. Some of my vegetarian friends said, you don't need that because you're eating a lot of greens. And then I try to stress to them that it is greens that are grown in soil that's denatured. What are your thoughts on this? I agree 100%. I have a lot of vegetarians and vegans that use the greens powder. And the reason they do is just exactly that. They know that the soil that they're getting their most likely organic fruits and vegetables from may not have pesticides, may not have the preservatives and the chemicals and all that stuff. But what it doesn't have is the same amount of nutrition it did when the soil was rich with nutrients. So I think everybody should be supplementing greens to their yogurt, to their smoothie, to their oatmeal, to their juice in the morning, because, you know, it does make a difference for your digestive system. It's great for your breath, you know, and it's great for building the body's health and your immune system. Greens are strong for building a healthy body. We know that when we eat our fruits and vegetables, you know, we have a better protective effect and more antioxidants going into our body. We know this. It's a fact. When you bring in greens powder, you're bringing in concentrated, you know, truckloads of greens per serving. You know, it's just amazing. It's so rich and so green. And I think that really does make a difference for bringing it in. And keep in mind, there's other kinds of greens. There's kiwi strawberry greens. There's chocolate silk greens. There's berry greens. And those are all just from Barleans. But greens come in a lot of different forms. You know, you can get get them in packets. You can get them, you know, in tablets. You can get them in powders. I just say get them in. When you go to Stay Healthy, talk with them about using greens in the diet, and they'll show you what's available. And you know what you will do, and you know what you will stick with. So that's where you kind of need to base your decision. Because, you know, we're living in a world that's very polluted. You know, a lot of environmental things coming our way and a lot of things that we can't control. Greens are very protective. And I just think the more good quality vegetables and fruits and greens we get in our diet and build our blood, I think we can't be anything but better for it. Okay, let me see. Dear Jeff, I went to my doctor recently, and my doctor told me that I need to start taking vitamin D because my levels were very low. So I asked him how much I should take, and he said, I need you to take 10,000 units a day. I thought that was quite a bit on vitamin D. I always thought that I had taken like 400 units a day, so obviously I was undertaking it. So I went to Stay Healthy. I'm taking 10,000 units a day now. I went back to the doctor like 6 months later. He says, hey, your levels are up. You can cut it down to 5,000 units. So I'm wondering, are there other people that have this problem, or am I an isolated case that I needed that much? You're not an isolated case. We see people all the time whose levels are low. They say that many people's levels are low of vitamin D. And there's a lot of reason for that. You know, cloud cover not giving us right, not being outside at the right time of the day when your body can make vitamin D, sunscreens, you know, just a lot of things that we've done have shaded us from the sun, and we're not getting enough of it. So we're supplementing it now. You know, I take 5,000 units myself, but my mother was taking 10,000, and at the very beginning they had her on a dose of 100,000 a week until she built her levels up, and now she takes 10,000 a day. So no, you're not in the majority. Minority. You're in the majority. There's a lot of people that are taking a lot of vitamin D now. And just remember, vitamin D has amazing benefits from the brain to the skin to the heart to the immune system. I mean, they're finding new studies all the time on vitamin D, and a lot of studies are showing that so many of us are vacant and void of a good, proper, usable amount and measurable amount of it in our body. So is it a good thing that they caught that? Yeah, that's a great thing. That's why they're now testing for it. They never used to test for vitamin D, and now they are. You know, because I think it's a great, I think before you know it, they're going to automatically be testing for omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D. And I think there's other things they're going to start naturally testing for, because they're seeing that as a population, we are very low in those areas. So yeah, no, I think you're right in the norm there. Let me see. Jeff, I always put good oils and lotions on my body, and my body reacts wonderfully. They're not sensitive at all. I've never had bad skin problems. I'm noticing now that I'm older, the skin on my face, I need to use something that helps to moisturize but also not be greasy. But my skin on my face is very sensitive. And sometimes when I use things on there, I try to use all these things that I hear about on TV, and my skin always breaks out. So I'm wondering, should I just use a good quality oil on my face at bedtime and then just, you know, lightly moisturize during the day? Because oils seem to do really well for me. I can't use vitamin E oil because it tends to clog my pores, but I know there's other ones available. Any suggestions? Well, you know, the skin on the face for many people is very sensitive, and you have to find something that works for you. I think probably the two oils that I find to be very, very effective is for daytime to use the squalane oil. Now, squalane can come from shark oil. It can also come from olives. It's wonderful. It's very moisturizing. It's very thin grade, so that it actually penetrates the skin very quickly. I mean, so quickly that if you put it on and you get a phone call and you come back, you think to yourself, well, goodness, did I even put that on? Yeah, you did. It penetrates very quickly. And it's wonderful for people that want to be able to use a makeup after, or a nice cream or something after, because it doesn't lay on the surface like an oil slick like vitamin E does. At nighttime, I think that's the time to put something a little bit thicker on your skin, but still nothing that's overly greasy. And I'm a big advocate of Moroccan argan oil. I think that argan oil is wonderful. You could take it up to the hairline. You can actually, I know women that will wash their hair, take a shower, squeeze the water out of the hair, put argan oil, comb it through their hair, and wear a shower cap at night and leave it on all night long and massage it into the scalp. It is so good for hair and skin. And then shampoo it out in the morning. Because I'll tell you what, there are places you can go and get hot oil treatments on your hair, and many of them are now, they use jojoba oil for a very long time, and sometimes sesame oil, and sometimes avocado oil and grapeseed oil. But I see a lot of places today, a lot of salons that are starting to use Moroccan argan oil. Very, very effective. They also say that if you had permanent makeup done on your face, it seems to be refreshing with oils like on your eyebrows using argan oil and around your eyes. But I think doing the whole face is good. I have a lot of men that use argan oil because after their shave and we've ripped our face apart with our razors, argan oil rejuvenates and conditions and heals the skin right back up. And it's a dramatic difference in not only how it looks, but how it feels. And if you've ever had a face sunburn, argan oil is very, very healing. You know, like you were out too long, you didn't wear a hat, and all of a sudden you got a burn on your face. Try putting argan oil on there. It really does make a difference, and it'll hopefully help you to make you more tan and not so red and burnt and peeling. So keep that definitely in mind. Yeah, I'm a big believer in that. Let me see. Jeff, if you had to choose between fish oil and flaxseed oil, what would you use? I don't want to choose. I like them both. I think they both bring similar and different things to the table. I think they both bring wonderfully lubricating factors. I think they both bring omega-3. I like having both the fish and the vegetarian side working for me. I just think that to me that makes more sense. It's very common for me to have a smoothie and put both fish oil and flaxseed oil in there, as well as things like ground flax and chia seeds that are other forms of omega-3s. I love fish. I'll try to eat fish as much as I can. I enjoy it. I use a lot of olive oil. I love coconut oil. I use a lot of oils, but I try to use the best oils that I can. I don't think you have to choose. I think if you're using it for the skin, you could get great benefits with both of them. I think if you're trying to get that DHA for the brain, obviously you'd be better to go with fish. But if you want it for all the other benefits of omega-3s and all the testing that they're doing on omega-3s, I think either one would be fine. But I think both brings, you know, two good strong divisions together. And I think that they just enhance each other in a very wonderful way. So yeah, I think you could go either way. I don't think you have to choose. And remember, fish and flax come in liquids and capsules, and I think that it really does make a dramatic difference in your health and your skin and your joints, especially if you're active, you know, kind of like that lube and oil change for the body from the inside. You know, someone was asking me the other day about skin, and, you know, we were talking about, she says, oh, I use all these lotions and I use all this stuff. I use the best lotion. She kept telling me how the best she was using. And then 2 hours after she puts it on, her skin is dry again. And I said, how much water do you drink? And she goes, well, I'm drinking a lot of water now, finally. I finally got in the habit. And I said, what about your oils? She goes, well, I'm on a low-fat diet. And I said, why would you do that? She says, because I have some cholesterol problems. I said, there's beautiful oils that you can be using. If you're going to be using a low fat diet, then just don't eat hydrogenated and trans fats, but eat the good fats. You know, eat a Mediterranean diet where you're getting a lot of fish and a lot of olive oil, and you can use coconut oil, and you can use, you know, beautiful things like sardines and anchovies, and, you know, get all those wonderful oils in your body. And she said, but why is my skin so dry? I said, because you're dry on the inside. Remember, your skin starts very low in the body, and as your skin develops, it works itself farther and farther outward until it finally becomes the most outward layer, and it arrives at its ultimate goal, which is the visible skin that you see in a mirror. And then eventually the skin cells slough off, and then the one underneath becomes the outward layer of skin. But if it's picking up oils and it's picking up oxygen and it's picking up moisture and good health and antioxidants, and it's getting protected and stronger and more flexible and more pliable as it's working its way out to the outside, obviously your skin is going to be healthier to start with. But if you lubricate from the inside, that's what's really important. Yes, we get the cardiovascular benefits, we get all those wonderful things. But let's just talk about skin. Skin and dry skin today and problem skin is a billion-dollar industry. Everyone is trying to improve the health and the condition of their skin, but most people forget to work from the inside out because they're too busy being focused on from the outside in. And I'm fine with that. You know, use whatever you want on your skin. Use good, healthy oils and lotions and emollients and put things in your bath and rub them on in the shower and put them on your skin at night. I think that stuff is wonderful. Remember, you are treating the outward layer of your skin, but you're not doing anything for what's under the surface. You're not doing anything for that up and rising skin that's working its way to the surface. The only way you can work with that is by drinking water, eating a lot of good, healthy oils in your diet, and moisturizing and lubricating from the inside out. So this is where omega-3s really do shine. This is where fish oils and flaxseed oils really do get to make their appearance and be well respected. And you get to see the results, which is really incredible. I think that for a lot of us, we're just learning that, you know, the importance of what we put in our body, because somewhere along the line, we started thinking outside in. You know, it was the same time we started thinking that we could only make good results and changes with pharmaceuticals, and that everything that really made a difference in your overall health had to come from a drugstore or a pharmacy. And I think at the same time, when skin started changing dramatically, you know, because people are seeing aging skin at a much younger age now. And that's from being out in the sun, but it's also dehydration, it's also lousy diets, it's also not using antioxidants, eating plenty of greens in the diet, your skin is not protected, you don't moisturize it as much as you should, you definitely don't oil it up from the inside out. So we're noticing skin that looks older at a younger age. You know, if you meet someone who's always drank a lot of water and who always moisturizes and eats a lot of good oils and things in their diet, you're going to notice that their skin's going to look good as they get older. And then you may see someone that's 20 years younger and their skin looks so old and battered because they did not take care of it. Obviously, smoking doesn't help. Obviously, working in a polluted environment doesn't help. Obviously, stress and lack of sleep doesn't help, especially the bags under the eyes and the tired look. But, you know, there are things that we can do. You know, we talk about getting healthy. You know, there are categories that we can attack and categories that we can make a difference in. And skin health is one of those. You know, but you have to be able to think of your skin as this savings account that you keep adding to. But if you let the savings account become overdrawn because it's dehydrated and it's not being moisturized and you're not lubricating and you're not protecting it with antioxidants and you're not eating a lot of greens and fruits in your diet and you won't get enough water and you don't rest and you don't protect your skin and you don't moisturize it every single day, not just once in a while, it's going to look older. And whether people want to admit it or not, it is something that does drive people crazy and stresses them out is when they're looking older in the mirror. I hear it all the time. People say, I just don't know what happened, Jeff. You know, I just looked in the mirror and there was this old person looking back at me. And I'm just like, well, you know, there's a lot of things we can do for the skin. You know, someone asked me recently, well, what I thought about giving plastic surgery. And I said, I think it's wonderful. Number one, as long as you're doing it for yourself to make yourself feel better and healthier and you're not doing it for someone else and trying to save a marriage by getting a facelift, no. And number two, you're going to a quality cosmetic surgeon that you've researched well. And if you can't find one in your city, go to a city where you can find a good one. And number three, you know, you're going to, from that point forward, treat your skin differently than you did because the way you were treating it got you to where you are right now. You know, I talk to plastic surgeons a lot and you know, people are kind of surprised. They get done and they're looking fantastic. They go in 6 to 8 weeks later and the doctor says, oh, everything's healed. You look great. Now it begins. And you see the people kind of like, what do you mean? Well, I brought you to a point where now you're healthy and you look fantastic. But if you go back to your old way of living, we'll be doing this again in 5 years. And they're like, well, I thought this was all done. Well, it is done. But now you need to start protecting it and saving it and wearing sunscreens and moisturizing and eating more fish and taking your omega-3s and taking your green vegetables and fruits and antioxidants and sleeping and all the things that you should have done along the way that you didn't do that brought the unhealthy skin for me to fix it here. So I always love hearing it when a plastic surgeon tells someone after they've had their surgery that now you need to protect it moving forward. And you can just by taking care of it. I mean, you get the benefits of it for a very long time, and that's great. And if it made you feel better and you're more positive and you're more, you know, set in your affirmations and it's made a difference in the way you feel about yourself, I think it's incredible. Where I have a problem is when people are doing plastic surgery for someone else or someone suggesting that they need to do it. That's a problem. You don't do that stuff for anybody else. You do it for yourself only. So what I'm saying is skin health is something that we don't just do when we're a teenager fighting pimples. We do it when we're getting older, as we are getting older, and when we are arriving at getting older. You know, we have to continually do good things to protect our skin. You know, it's outside. It's the thing that's the most visible to the world. It's the thing that's exposed to everything, you know, hands on. We don't wear masks. We don't wear gloves all day. Our arms are exposed. You know, we show a lot of wear and tear on our arms and our hands and our face and our neck. You know, these are areas that you want to protect inwardly and outwardly. So if you take a little bit more time, I think you'll do dramatically well. The second part of this question that I think comes from someone else, but I think it is kind of works in the same category. Jeff, I live a Mediterranean life. I spend a lot of time in Greece. I'm out in the sun. I take more extra vitamin D. I eat a fantastic diet. We don't just eat food, we celebrate food. I have a lot of friends and family. Our dinners, we get together 3-4 times a week, take 3-4 hours because we're just enjoying each other's company and enjoying life. My thing is, I do eat a lot of fish, but my skin has been so bad over the years, and now it's so much better. I'm still using fish oils and I use flaxseed oil in my smoothies, even with a good amount of fish that I'm eating almost every day. Since I added back in the fish oil and the flaxseed oil to my diet, my skin dramatically changed. Is it okay to eat a lot of fish and eat this kind of a diet, but still supplement fish and flaxseed oil? Yeah, absolutely. I think it's incredible. I think it's the most desirable thing we could possibly do is work our diet in a really healthy manner and treat it with respect and give it good, beautiful foods and give it good outside fresh air and healthy sun and live a life where we can actually de-stress and know that we're fueling our bodies in a healthy way. And it's good that you've actually asked this because it does make sense to think to yourself, well, if I'm eating all this fish, I can't do that. You absolutely can. You know, I know people that live in Greece and Mykonos, and they eat a beautiful Mediterranean diet. If you went there and ate their food, you would never ever want to eat any other way, you know, because they have fish almost every single meal and vegetables and fruits and beautiful homemade cheeses. And oh, it's fantastic. The best food. But they always use fish oil and flaxseed oil. They also use greens powders in their smoothies. And I know this because I know them really well, and they never gave that up because they wanted to do more than just the diet. So, yeah, I'm exactly on top of exactly what you're saying. I think it's perfect. And I think that you're doing amazing things for your body, and your body's going to love you for it. We're doing your questions today. It's the Staying Healthy Radio Show. I'll take just a quick break. When I come back, more of those questions. See how many other extra topics I can hit in the next half hour. Don't go away.
Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains 3 main ingredients: Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotics environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, raw probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, 3 capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only 1 capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a 3-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
Olive trees are one of the longest living species on Earth. Many living today are over 1,000 years old. Why? Because of their unique defense system against diseases, fungus, bacteria, and viruses. Great news! These valuable olive leaf actives have been researched as an effective immune support. One daily teaspoon of Barlain's Olive Leaf Complex Natural Peppermint Flavored Extract gives you perfect immune support with its antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal defense, which is why it was voted the esteemed Vitae Award for the best new natural remedy. Barlain's olive leaves are picked at sunrise, pressed on site, and processed within minutes, making it the world's freshest. The antioxidant capacity is almost double green tea extract, 400% higher than vitamin C, and packs more potent antioxidants than any super juices. Barlain's Olive Leaf Complex. Olive, that protection in one bottle.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center. The Andersons were the originators of trace mineral supplements from Utah's Great Salt Lake. Andersons Concentrated Mineral Drops is their original, all-natural, solar-evaporated, low-sodium mineral concentrate. It's rich in ionic magnesium and provides trace amounts of every natural occurring element in a form and balance natural to the body. All of the minerals that the Andersons harvest from the Great Salt Lake are generally recognized as safe, and every harvest batch passes the purity test for heavy metals from the USFCC. Add just 1 milliliter of Andersons Concentrated Mineral Drops to a gallon of purified water to make it alkaline water, and raise the mineral content to the levels of the world's best spring water. Just a 0.25 milliliter in a mug of coffee reduces the acidity, and the minerals work great with caffeine to increase energy and alertness. The statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Doctors and drugs own disease. We support good health. Ask about Andersons Concentrated Mineral Drops and Stay Healthy. 840 South Rancho at Charleston, on the northwest corner in the Town and Country Center.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're your one-stop, full-service location, getting ready to celebrate their 35th anniversary upcoming in March. And their celebration will be on March 2nd, Saturday, from 11:30 to 4 p.m. Demos, giveaways, drawings, baskets, all kinds of good stuff. Make sure you stop by. Help them celebrate from 11:30 to 4 p.m. Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Well, today I'm answering your questions that have come into me via Facebook Messenger or email or text or however, and they're good questions, so thank you for these. We got some real good ones coming up. Let me see. Jeff, I started using the Multiflex that you and Mark talk about. I've been on it for a couple years now. I decided to go off it because I didn't think I needed it any longer, and I was fine for, I'd say, probably 3 or 4 months. All of a sudden, I felt like I'd never taken it at all, and I started using it again, and after about a month, the discomfort went away in my joints. Is this something I will be using probably forever? I was not good to my joints. I was an athlete for a long time, and I also was very overweight, and now I'm in shape. But I'm also in my mid-50s, so I'm wondering, is it okay to use it long-term? Well, look at it this way. The thing about using the Multiflex is you're helping to condition and bring good nutrients to joints to get them healthy. And it really does make a difference. And when you're using it, you're actually seeing the benefit. When you stop using it, your body just doesn't have that stream of nutrients. So it really can't support as good of joint health on its own without the tools to get the job done. And you saw that, you know, upfront and personal. When you stopped using it, you saw yourself kind of slide back again. Then you also saw the rebound effect when you started using it. And a month later, you were starting to experience the good benefits again. So that should tell you really everything you need to know. If you want the benefits, you need to take it. Can you stay on it long term? Absolutely. Should you make it part of your everyday routine and regime after what you did? Yeah, I'd say absolutely. I would treat it as, you know, as close to your heart as your multivitamin, your probiotics, and all your other good stuff. I wouldn't want to run out. I wouldn't want to slide backwards, especially when you've made great strides in a positive direction. So, I mean, I know a lot of people that use it all the time, and their joints are much better for it. Do we always regain our strength of our joints? No. Because depending on what severity you have of degeneration, you know, but if you can make them better, if you can feel better in your joints, if you get better mobility and maybe even a little bit better flexibility, is it worth it? I think so. You know, so I would definitely keep it in mind. That's a good question. Thank you for that. Let me see. Jeff, I've been on antibiotics for a period of time, and I'll be off of them in about a week, and I want to start taking a probiotic. Would one of the doctors formulated from Garden of Life work? I used them for a while, and then I just forgot about them, and I figured I didn't need them because I wasn't on antibiotics, and I'm wondering if that would be okay to pick those up and reestablish that healthy bacteria in my body. Well, first of all, there was a time when we used to think about, at the time they were acidophilus, now they're probiotic category, that the best time to take them would be for 5 to 7 days after you took your antibiotics to reestablish some friendly bacteria. And that was pretty much the mentality back then. We now know that antibiotics are in most of the foods that we're consuming. If you're eating chicken or beef of any kind, you know, most of them, unless you're getting them grass-fed or organically fed, you're getting antibiotics in the meat. You're getting it in many dairy products as well, which means a steady stream of antibiotics in our system. Another reason why antibiotics are not as effective anymore, because the germs have learned how to mutate, because they're not getting shocked with it. They're getting it every day, and they've learned how to work around the process, if you will. So I think that everybody should be taking probiotics every single day. Now, there was that mentality way, way, way back when that if you took your probiotics along with your antibiotics, that they would destroy them. And you know what? At that point in time, I think most of them probably were destroyed because they really didn't have the technology, and they were also very low potency, and there wasn't a lot of them. And then what was left was probably not enough to make a difference. So waiting until you finished your round of wide spectrum antibiotics was probably one of the best things you could do. But today it's a different world. The probiotics are 100 times stronger than they were before. Even if you lose a tiny bit of it with the antibiotic, you still have plenty to be rebuilding along the way and never let yourself go into a full deficit of probiotics. Now, there's a lot of different mentality on this, but for the most part, the standard mentality is that probiotics should be used during the antibiotic process because you're protecting your stomach. You're also making sure that you're not getting stomach upset. You're also making sure that you're protecting your urinary tract and your bladder and your kidney and all that good stuff that gets the benefit of probiotics. Now, do you lose a tiny bit with the antibiotics? Yeah, of course. But you're not knocking everything else down. There's plenty of it there to still be supportive. And I think that it makes a difference. I think if you wait until after the antibiotics, I think you're missing the boat. And I think that you are truly arguing with your body, and your body is going to be in a deficit, and it's going to be like, why did you let me run out? You know, and I could have been doing some building along the way, and I wouldn't have this huge obstacle of fighting things like yeast and thrush and bacteria that now is building up because we took down the gates of protection. So I think that you should only take your probiotics at the antibiotic time. I don't think you should wait till after. And if you're using a good probiotic on a daily basis, then you're already covered. You know, the great thing about probiotics today is you don't have to take a lot of them. You know, sometimes some of the huge formulas, you can take one a day. And that is an amazing thing to do for your digestive system, for your elimination system, for your skin, for your immune system. It just does so many different things. And the studies are coming in. They are just unbelievable what probiotics can do. And I love that this time is going on because we're able to really, really benefit from all of this great knowledge. Let me see. Was there a second part to that? Oh, and do I take it with food or without food? I don't think it matters. I take mine first thing in the morning, and I take my second one before bed. If I'm traveling, I use the shelf stable. If I'm home, I use the refrigerated, and I just use whatever's there, but I make sure that I use them. I mean, I've gotten almost compulsive about it, where I've actually walked out the door, got in the car, and went back in and took my probiotics and came back out again, because I like the idea of having them in my system, especially if I'm going to be on the road. You know, you want that extra protection, and it does make a difference. And for me, it's not worth missing when it's so easy to swallow a capsule and be done. Let me see. Okay. Jeff, I've been using the Ancient Nutrition Bone Broth for a while, and I noticed a really good difference with my skin. My stomach got so much better, and I'm able to digest. I don't have the sensitivity anymore. My friend said it was from the collagen in the base. So I decided to try an experiment, and I picked up my bone broth, but I also picked up some of the multi-collagen from Dr. Axe, and I started adding a big scoop of that to my protein smoothie that had my bone broth. Oh my goodness, what a difference. My nails are growing so fast. My hair is growing. My skin has gotten so much better. One of my friends said, you should ask and see if it's too much collagen at one time. What do you think? What are your thoughts? I think it's great. I know a lot of people that add collagen to their bone broth smoothie. They want the extra collagen, and you notice it in your gut. If you come from a situation where you've got some gut sensitivity, maybe some leaky gut going on, and all of a sudden you notice that your digestive system is not working well, and you brought in a probiotic and an enzyme, but you still have kind of that edge of sensitivity, a great thing to do is to do the bone broth smoothie and throw in some of the multi-collagen and let it go in and do some repair work and, really kind of help to kind of do some healing in that stomach lining. It's amazing. I have a friend of mine, and she has ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, and she's 35 years old, and she's been suffering for a long time. She went to her gastroenterologist, and her gastroenterologist, after like 2 years of giving her steroids, just finally said, I can't give you any more steroids. Either your liver enzymes are starting to go up, yada, yada, yada. So we started chatting one time. She came in the store and she was showing me her blood work. And we were just sitting there kind of just talking. And she said, what do you think? She said, what would you do? And I said, well, he's kind of told you he can't do anything else. And she said, he won't give me anything else that he's used to giving me. He said, I need to start going more natural. So I just made a recommendation. I said I would go on a Mediterranean diet. I think it's anti-inflammatory. It'd be wonderful. I would have a smoothie every morning. And just for the heck of it, I said I would start using a scoop of this multi-collagen in your yogurt. I would put it in juice. I would, throw it in your coffee if you want to. She goes, I don't drink coffee. I said, good. I said, put it in your oatmeal, throw it in a smoothie, juice, whatever, and take a couple big scoops every day. We talked about digestive enzymes. We talked about probiotics, a good whole food multiple vitamin, and some omega-3s. So she decided to give it all a try. So I got an email from her about 30 days later, and she says, I can't believe the difference. When are you in town? So I told her when I was in town, and she came in and we sat down at Stay Healthy at the table. And she said, I can't believe the difference. She said, I went back to see my doctor and he asked what I was doing. My liver levels had come down, most likely because I was off the steroids. And plus I changed my diet. But he said that I look so much better. I haven't had a flare up. In well over 30 days. And that's so odd after having them all the time for years, decades. She said, can I continue on this? And I said, absolutely. The doctor was amazed. And he said, she shared everything she was doing. And he said, continue on it. He says, I think you found your missing puzzle piece. And it was the diet and the supplements. And the steroids was probably just holding you and keeping you at bay, which they were doing. So we learn a lot today by hitting and missing. And if you actually have a good doctor that'll work with you that is nutritionally oriented, or in your city, if you have a great health food store when you can go talk to a naturopath or go talk to somebody there that's really knowledgeable, because there's amazingly knowledgeable people in the cities around the country. Stay Healthy is one of those stores where you can chat with anyone at the store. And they're so knowledgeable, because I'm not always around. I try to stop in when I'm there, when I'm in town. But I'll tell you what, they are so good at what they do. I send people to Stay Healthy all the time, and I'll get a text or an email or a message later saying, I can't believe how much I learned from them in just a short period of time. And that's what it's all about. It's being able to have a dialogue and being able to be proactive, but also learning, what's available, what are my choices, what can I do along the way that's going to make my life better? And I need to talk to somebody that has the knowledge. I mean, that's what it's about today. Because if you don't take the time to be proactive and ask questions and do some good tasks and some healthy things for your body, you're going to crash and burn. It's just the way it is. It's just a matter of when. We can't keep running on these lousy diets, this high level of stress, lack of sleep, pushing your body to the limit with way too many vices in our life and having the voids in our diet of healthy foods. We can't keep doing that and then expect to live in today's world in a very polluted environment that's just loaded with stress from every single angle and expect to be able to be successful. you know, taking the time to talk to someone and you know, finding out about probiotics and enzymes and collagen and taking a good whole food multiple vitamin and, you know, using things that are basically protective nutrients to keep your body healthier. You know, maybe you need something to help you sleep at night. There's wonderful natural things that are available. And I know many doctors that before they'll even recommend a prescription now have learned that there are many things they can recommend naturally over the counter that work as well with no addictive factors. I'm loving what I'm seeing. You know, I know that today a lot of doctors and a lot of orthopedic doctors I'm seeing sending people to health food stores for things like the Multiflex and turmeric and omega-3 fish oils to lubricate their joints and saying, let's do this for 3 months and see how your knees are doing. Maybe we'll bring in some hyaluronic acid or some MSM. You know, and it's just amazing before they're just throwing them on an opioid. They're seeing the difference, and these are the doctors you want to search out, and there's a lot of them out there. It's just, you just have to find them, you know, and as we learn more and more about health and nutrition, as we broaden our education and our knowledge gets better, you can have these dialogues. Because, see, if you don't know anything about health and nutrition and you don't know anything about, you know, the alternatives and the complements, you're going to run with only the pharmaceutical because you don't know anything else. And if you have a doctor that's very old school, that does not open up his mind to anything new other than prescription medications, that's what you're always going to get. But we're seeing a whole new surge of doctors that are actually saying, you know what? Yeah, we really don't want to go that way. I'm not going to give you antibiotics because this is a bacterial infection and the antibiotics are for viral. You know, the old thing would be you go to the doctor and you go in there doing flu and cold season, and anybody that wants it gets an antibiotic. They're not doing that anymore. They're getting better. They're not prescribing those because they know that they're not doing anything. They're just weakening our immune system. You know, I've got doctors now that are stressing that people stop using so much antibacterial everything with their kids. Let their kids get outside and get dirty and play in the mud and play in the grass and the plants and the trees and build up their resistance and their immune system and stop antibacterialing them to the point when they have absolutely little resistance. You remember when we were growing up, if you're in my age category, how much dirt we played in and mud in the lakes and the ponds and climbed the trees and the grass and the fields and the gravel pits. And we were dirty. We got out and we loved it. The dirtier we got, the more outside we got, the better. And we were healthier. Our immune systems were stronger. I mean, today the kids have gotten almost so weak, their defenses are down because it's like every second they're using an antibacterial wipe on them. It's just let them get dirty. Let them get down and play in the dirt, you know, and build up their immune systems. So we're going back to that. We are starting to step backwards into the time when we took responsibility for our health, and we're starting to think, we're reading more labels these days. People are understanding that all fat is not fat, and all fat is not bad for you. There's good fats that are healthy fats, and that there's bad fat that's out there. People are learning the difference between organic and inorganic, and they're learning that, you know, you have to shop the perimeters of your grocery store. That's where the healthy food is. It's in the middle part of the store is where all the unhealthy stuff is. You know, if you shop the perimeter of your store and you start with produce and fruits and vegetables and you segue to protein and then you work your way down to healthy dairy and then that way down to healthy grains, you're going to be eating a healthy diet. It's where you get to the middle of the store when you're eating the processed, pre-made, microwavable, just heat it up or thaw it out and throw it into something heating, microwave or oven. That's the food that's unhealthy. But they also know that they market those foods because they've made it so easy and made them so good tasting that they know a lot of people will identify with it because at the end of the day, a lot of people are just too poop to pop. They don't want to take the time to cook. And it's easier to pull into a fast food restaurant. And these manufacturers and these fast food restaurant conglomerates know this about us. But I'm seeing more and more people that are cooking at home. And a lot more families I know are incorporating their cooking with their kids, having the kids in the kitchen, cutting up vegetables, you know, helping make the meal in the evening time, helping with the packing of the lunches. And you know what? I'm seeing some backwards walking right now, but in a really healthy way. So I hope that you'll, you know, realize that if it's all new to you, then ask questions. You know, when I send people to stay healthy, I think one thing that a lot of people really enjoy is they get treated, you know, with such good respect, and they feel so comfortable that they have a peace of mind. And with that peace of mind, they're able to be a little bit more open and have discussion. Where when you go to some places, when you don't have that camaraderie and you don't have that sense of comfort, you don't open up. And then you may not share exactly what's going on. And then you end up having a situation where you're maybe buying products that really don't relate to you because you didn't open up and really let them know exactly what was going on. And I think that's really important because you have to be able to, you know, create a better, healthier journey. But the only way to do that is to know where you're coming from and where you're going so you can handle the speed bumps along the way. I've learned a lot in my 40 years in this field. A lot. I've learned that when you start getting to the point when you think you've learned it all, you haven't. And when you think you can actually say, I've tried everything, you haven't. And when you think you have the answer to everything, you don't. So for me, I've learned that it's always a learning process, and consider myself to be a nutritional advisory work in progress, which means I'm constantly learning, I'm constantly reading, and I'm trying to share every bit of that information so that everybody has more tools to work with. If I learn something new and it changes the way I've been thinking about something for a decade or more, then I update. Because things are changing. Testing is better. Scientific studies are being done. People are walking forward with amazing advice and information that we did not have. I had a discussion the other day with one of my guests on how health food stores have changed. And if someone is today, first time, walking in to stay healthy, and they see what's available, it is amazing what they get to choose from. We didn't have that. We had to create our own combinations, our own blends. And most of the time, all the things that are available today, nobody even knew about them 20, 30, 40 years ago. And if you do read about something, or you did find a study or something in a research book in a library, because there was no Google, there was no computers, there was no smartphones, there was nothing but the reference books at the library that you could check out or just read there. That's where our knowledge came from. I can't tell you how much of my 20s and 30s I spent in the library, but that's okay. That's how I was able to do what I do, by doing research. Today, you push a button, slide your finger, boom, you got it. Do you know if it's true? No. You're just getting information that you typed in, sent back to you. So being able to disseminate good from misinformation is important. So when I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, I'm not just sending you there because they have the best products in every category at great prices, which they do. And not just because they have great knowledgeable people to work with, because they do. And because they have great longevity, which we know they do. I send you there because I know that you will be able to always take something away from your trip. Knowledge, information, you know, particularly aimed in the direction you're trying to go, and be able to have a better dialogue and peace of mind. Because you're going to take back your health. But the only way to do it is when you have the tools and when you have the information and you're comfortable with that information. That's what Stay Healthy is all about. Help them celebrate their 35th anniversary. It's on the 2nd, coming up next Saturday. And it'll be from 11:30 to 4 p.m. It'll be a nice festivity going on. They're going to have great people there, demos, drawings. And then you get to meet all these amazing people that I talk about all the time. So come by, help them celebrate, say hello. You know, enter a drawing. You never know what you'll walk out of there with. So that's pretty cool. Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, StayHealthyLasVegas.com. Put your email address on there and start getting newsletters, coupons, and in-the-know information, and stay connected to the store, as well as giving them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. If you go into the store almost every day, you can always ask to enter and win. You'll see their basket of the month right up front, and that's a basket that they raffle off at the end of the month. Marge puts those baskets together, and all you got to do is say, give me a slip, let me enter and win, and you can do that every time you go into the store. I hope you'll take the time to start thinking about little things you can do or questions you can ask. Send me your questions. You can send me your questions. Like my Facebook page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. Click the like button. Send me a messenger or ask me a question right on my Facebook page. If it's appropriate, I'll answer it right there. If not, I'll answer it privately for you. and, you know, stay in touch with the show. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, you can tune into the show 5 days a week. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, archived, and podcast on my webpage daily, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can actually go to my webpage, click on the archive icon, and download the show that you want to listen to. When you get there, just download. They're all in order. Just download day by day by day. Say, I want to go back to last Friday. Go back, download that show. Listen to it when it's convenient for you, and hopefully you'll walk away with some great information. I hope you all have a good day, a great week upcoming. Weather's warming up, and believe it or not, we'll be talking about allergies before you know it. Be well. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.